In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it is not only expressing important truths concerning Christ and his resurrection, which was coming at this time, but it also is a passage that is revealing to us that in Christ there is a resurrection for us. And one of the things that the enemy heaps over our head all the time is a fear of death. But Christian believers who know and love the Lord are not to walk in the fear of death, but they are to walk and rest in the joy of all that is theirs in Christ. We looked at a lot of verses last week, and we will not cover those again, all right? So we're going to press on in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look at verse 19 at 1 Corinthians 15. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. There are all kinds of people who only have hope in this life and for what they find in this life. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of men most miserable. In other words, this takes us to a perspective of Christ is not only our hope in this life, but he is our hope for all eternity. By Christ, we will be placed into paradise. But now is Christ risen from the dead. He's become the first fruits of them that slept. Jesus Christ is the first one to be raised from the dead. And because he has been raised from the dead, all of his children, all of the believers, will be raised from the dead as well. This is our hope, and this is what we rest in. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. It may be a truth that is difficult for us to comprehend, but that when we are born into the family of Adam. And being born in the family of Adam and remaining there is a place and a position of death. Death waits for all of those who are in Adam and who remain in Adam. But you and I need to realize, though in Adam all die, in Christ shall all be made alive. This morning, what we have to make absolutely sure of is that we have come out of Adam and be placed into Christ. We must receive the Son of God. But every man in his own order, the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall be delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put all down, all rule and all authority and power. Everything will one day be taken care of in Christ. All the enemies will be under his feet, under his footstool. He will rule over all the creation. And that is what we look forward to. We're not going to dwell on the unhappiness and the confusion that's in our world and our nation and our country. As believers, we are going to realize that all things are taken care of. All things are safe and secure because of Christ and us being in him. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Perhaps we don't always see that perspective today, but it's true and it's real. Notice that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So this business of walking in the fear of death really isn't a biblical perspective for the believer. In Christ, we are safe and secure. And the very last enemy that we maybe have carried fear concerning shall be totally done away with. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. Jesus Christ is the accepted one, and even death itself is placed under his feet. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And so as believers, we see the confusion of our world. We see governmental forces. We see men in positions that we don't believe should be in those positions. But we need to realize all things are under him. And God will be all in all. For what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? Now that is a very intricate and difficult verse to understand. I will not try to divulge the information here. I'm not sure I fully even understand it. But at that time in history, there were certain organizations who were being baptized for people that had not been baptized. And as we had read to us this morning, we realize that in Christ, be ye baptized or not baptized, you are safe and secure. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. Paul was willing to give up himself, all his fleshy pleasures, that he might rest in Christ. And all these things are important. There are many spiritual truths in this passage, which we will not look at this time. But look at verse 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Paul wanted the Corinthians to speak of Christ and of the gospel and of the hope that they had in Christ. But there were many that were not going that way. And Paul himself gave that responsibility to the believers who lived in the land. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. And I speak this to your shame. We need, in this day and age of confusion and darkness, we need to walk rightly and properly in the righteousness of God, that worldly men may see that righteousness. How are the dead raised, and with what body do they come? I have come and visited with a lot of different people concerning this issue. It is important to realize that the body will be changed, that the pain that we feel, the suffering we go through, the anguish of mind and heart will all be dealt with. And that which thou sowest not, that body that shall be but bare grain. It may change of wheat or of the same other grain. So when you bury the seed, it becomes a grain of wheat, a grain of corn. When God buries you and I in Christ Jesus, we will be raised anew and afresh. We will be something fruitful and blessed. And God giveth it a body if it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. You and I are going to have a new body someday. The body will be like Christ. It will be precious. It will be strong. It will be full of energy and vitality. And in that we rest, and in that we look forward to. The flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men. Fishes of another, birds. We see that the beasts will be different, the fishes will be different, the birds will be different, but they'll be pure, they'll be clean, they'll be powerful, and their needs will be met. And there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, earthly bodies and bodies that are in the outer extreme of the glory of God's creation. They'll be there as well. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. They'll be different, and yet they'll be one. So also the resurrection of the dead, it is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. These old bodies of ours, they're sown in dishonor. They're not glorious. They're not everything that you and I would like them to be. But it will be raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, but it will be raised in power. This is our hope this morning. Look all that we have in Christ. Sure, your body is a dishonor at this time. Your body is full of weakness at this time. But that's the natural body. And the natural body will be turned into a spiritual body. And there is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body, and in that will we rest. So this is a small perspective of our hope. There are more spiritual verses that attribute to our understanding of what takes place, and so I would suggest that you carefully and slowly read these passages, that you might have the hope of paradise, that you might not walk in the fear of death, but that you would walk in the joy of the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, there's a lot of meat here that we will not take time to go through. So open up our eyes as we read it and study it. Help us to realize this life does not end life. We have the hope of all eternity in Christ. These bodies may not be what we want. They may not be able to do what we want. They may be weakened. They may be full of dishonor. But when our Savior comes, they will be full of strength and honor, because the body that you have given your Son is a body that someday will be ours. We can't comprehend it. We'd like to, but we can't. Help us, I pray, though, to realize that this is our hope. As we age, as our body seems to weaken, in Christ Jesus, it will be strengthened. And in that, we rest. And in that, we find our hope during the Easter season. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.